Breaking news, topic two. This is an election year. I'm from Washington, and so I must admit we are inundated with this a little more, maybe than other people in this country, in the country right now. Lots of our clients want to be very engaged in this next election. No matter which side you're on, a lot of people are viewing this as a seminal, pivotal election. And so there's a lot of organizations that feel they can't sit on the sidelines. And I know there was a session on this, and you certainly could spend days on this issue. One of the things that I always like to remind people about is, as a public charity, there is a lot you can do that is related to an election, and you can have an impact on elections in a way that is completely legitimate and within your tax-exempt status. The organizations, there's no clear statutory definition of electioneering and political activity. The IRS looks at the facts and circumstances, and the determining factor is, are you trying to support or oppose the election of a particular candidate for election for public office? And that can be done directly by saying vote for or vote against someone, but it also can be done in more subtle ways. So expressly supporting, saying we support a candidate, endorsing a candidate, contributing to a candidate, which you have to remember doing in-kind contributions to candidates. So if you gave a candidate free use of your space, or you printed up materials and information about a particular candidate and how good they are and sort of handed that stuff out, or provided them an opportunity to speak to some of your supporters. The in-kind contribution, I think, gets people sometimes more than the other stuff. Another thing that people don't realize, you can do legislative scorecards if you're a public charity. So saying, Congressman X has a 90%, League of Conservation Voters scale. And that's okay if you do it in a particular way. When you're doing it from an election perspective, you can't do that for candidates. And you can publish what a candidate's views are on an issue. So, voter education by saying, here's what these candidates think on, the environment, immigration, healthcare. But what you can't do is check or somehow indicate which one you think the best answer is. Another thing that you can't do, which trips people up a lot, are candidate pledges. So asking a candidate, even if you're asking all the candidates, every candidate, please take a no tax pledge. I mean, that was a big one several years ago. If you're a C3, that is clearly indicating that you prefer a candidate. If they take the pledge and you publicly announce that he or she pledged, signed on to your pledge, even if you're being completely nonpartisan in the sense that you'll publish everybody who took the pledge, there's not a lot of black letter law here, but one of them is that is treated as impermissible election activity for a 501c3. And, then the list of not electioneering, registering voters, educating about the candidates in a way that doesn't show favorites or show the issues that you like, and doing get out the vote campaigns are also completely permissible. Being able to say and you can even do it on an issue. If you care about the environment, get out and vote. The hope is that you would do that in a broad way so that you're not picking races where the environment is a key issue and it's clear that one is on one side and one is on the other. The example I always use is abortion, because you frequently will have a pro-life and a pro-choice candidate. And if you went and did calls saying, protect the unborn, go out and vote, and you've got two candidates on that side, on those two sides, that would not be done in a nonpartisan way, because you're subtly but clearly indicating which one you want them to get out and vote for. So throwing a lot at you. The IRS, through various things, we've got some good facts and some bad facts in this area. One good fact is that you're doing issues that you've done all along. So if you're an immigration group like races and you're talking to people about immigration, you know, that you're not picking immigration because it's a hot button issue today. You're talking about immigration because that is who you are and what you talk about. Not bringing up the election, not bringing up specific candidates' views, you know, all of those things are good facts. Bad facts are where you mention the election, you mention the candidates, you give some sense of who the preferred candidate is, either directly or indirectly, or if you pick wedge issues on purpose, like you pick out all the districts in your state where, you know, abortion again is a wedge issue, and that's the only place you go in and do your work. That would be an indication that this is impermissible electioneering.